Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than 2 times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Or 7 times the speed for $20 more a month for 12 months. Compare that to AT&T and you'll see why Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable Internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with performance starter internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without eco bill and auto pay monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 9/21/17. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service, router coverage, and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS Healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Not all pressure-treated lumber is treated equal. Take the newest pressure-treated ground contact lumber at the Home Depot. It's treated with 2 times the protection compared to above-ground treated lumber to guard against rot, decay, and termites. Perfect for all your outdoor projects. Next project, take out the guesswork and come in for the pro treatment. Save time and money with a wide selection of building code-compliant ground contact lumber at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
It's what I've always wanted.
Steve's got the stars.
Got a big old cushy chair. It's nice.
Today, Premier Week keeps rolling with late night legend Jay Leno.
How about that?
Plus, Jordan Sparks. And coming Friday, Charlie Sheen and a performance by Leanne Rimes.
It's all new and it's gonna be big.
And it's all on Steve.
Weekdays at 2 on NBC 5 Chicago.
And are not guaranteed.
Bears fans, this is where you want to be to get ready for Game 1 versus the Falcons. Featuring Bears reports live from the practice field, breaking Bears news, and in-depth analysis with our team of Bears experts. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, just after 5 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wildcats are back in action at Ryan Field with 5 Big Ten home games this season. The full schedule and ticket info all available at NUSports.com. The so-called experts are looking at the Dodgers, Indians, Astros, or Red Sox to be the last team standing when the baseball season finally comes to an end. But Cubs president Theo Epstein, who was on with the guys earlier today, says, don't count out the Northsiders.
We're at a point now where we play well in some big games this month and hopefully next, and we're going to reach a lot of our goals.
The Cubs are at Pittsburgh again later this evening with the first pitch a bit over an hour from now. Meanwhile, the White Sox will try and snap the Indians' 14-game win streak over a guaranteed rate field. In one final from this afternoon, the Yankees beat up on the Orioles 9-1. And longtime player, coach, manager, and general manager Gene Stick Michael, he passed away today at the age of 79. He spent most of his career in the Yankee organization, but also managed part of 2 seasons with the Cubs back in 86 and 87. Pro football, cornerback Prince Amukamara, he did not practice today for the Bears. Meanwhile, Kyle Long, Marcus Wheaton, and Pernell McPhee were all on the field in limited play. Cleveland's top pick, Myles Garrett, he will miss the first 2 games of the NFL season with an ankle injury, and the NFL season starts tonight. Kansas City on the road at New England. Join the Score this Sunday for Talking Cubs with Bud featuring Albert Elmora at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill on Clark Street in Wrigleyville after the game on Sunday. Enjoy Budweiser specials, an inside look at the team, and win tickets to an upcoming game. It's Talking Cubs with Bud featuring Albert Elmora, presented by Budweiser, the official beer of the Cubs. This Bud's for you. Transportation provided by Atlantis Limousines. Limited autographs available. No outside memorabilia will be permitted. This scoreboard update brought to you by Grandview Grandview Homes. Grandview will buy your home today. Go to GrandviewHomes.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast coming up shortly, 5:30, Mark Grody's pregame show, and then followed by the game against the Pirates, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
The Bernstein & Golf Show.
They got us. Everybody who's listening right now who wants to hear more Bears talk knowing that it's a 5-11 team, they got you already. Everybody likes these suspense novels, or everybody likes Law & Order. If you got nothing to do for an hour.
Criminal Minds, too.
Criminal Minds. Yeah, I'm more of an SVU guy.
He's from TV. Nash Bridges, Hooper Man, Law & Order, the SUV.
Criminal Minds gets super dark.
Yeah.
There was another connection because my wife and I, we love Law & Order and Criminal Minds.
Is that Dom DeLuise's kid?
Wait, what?
Who?
Isn't Dom DeLuise's kid in one of these, if I'm not mistaken? Isn't he? Who was the guy in Full Metal Jacket?
Vincent D'Onofrio?
Oh, I'm sorry. Dom DeLuise. Vincent D'Onofrio. This is what happens when you don't plan the funny.
Burt Reynolds, Dom DeLuise, and myself, and we got a little silly. Some nights you just go off.
Why did I think Dom DeLuise?
I can't stop laughing thinking about Dom DeLuise with a shotgun in his mouth. Yeah, in the bathroom.
I said he's cute.
I hate you.
You're so ugly you could be a modern art masterpiece.
Wrong!
From now on, you're Gomer Pyle.
Okay. Just watch me. It's so simple, you sissy Mary.
What is your major malfunction, numbnuts?
What in the hell do you think you're doing here? This is a closed set.
Didn't Mommy and Daddy show you enough attention when you were a child?
Easy, Lenny. Go easy, man.
Not in the face. No!
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Yeah. Sometimes
work it, Tanny.
You spin the wheel and it lands on you.
Work it,
it's been
Tanny.
Landing on me a lot lately, and that's because wow. Chris Tannehill used to be a friend.
That
used
to be a buddy of mine. Dom DeLuise has Buddy Bizarre as Private Pyle.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. That's why he gets paid the big bucks.
That's.
Stop it. I wanted the long one on that. It's the Tannehill and Bernstein show here on 670 The Score. 670thescore.com and watch 670thescore.com. Wow. I still don't know why, Dom. I'm telling you guys, you be happy that Captain Lou Albano didn't come out, because that almost came out of me yesterday. And I was going to fulfill another, you know, Italian stereotype and have my Italian brothers and sisters angry at me. But
he was the guy with the rubber band attached to his face for no reason.
Yeah, and he had the... Didn't he have like the weird earrings as well, Captain Lou Albano? Or is it just the rubber bands everywhere? I feel like he had some earring issues as well.
And who made him a captain? You tell him Air Marshal Carlin said he can go himself.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. I don't know why you would do that if you weren't a Bob. 670-11, a lot of texts are coming through. Apparently I've angered everyone by putting President Trump in the same reference frame as Mercury Morris and Hitler. I apologize to both
so
Mercury
mad.
Morris and Hitler. Apparently, you can't take a joke out there in the 630 texter. That's fine.
That's
do your
awesome.
Thing. Yeah, there's a lot of angry people on the text. Even more angry people on the Facebook Live. You can go there and hang out if you'd like to. So, Dan Bernstein, I heard this.
You know, they show up in the helmets and the black mask. They've got clubs and they've got everything. Antifa!
So I heard, not that, but I heard this driving in today. And usually when you hear the us against them, you us against the world kind of vibe,
no.
You usually hear it from one of two things.
Dusty Baker.
No. No! I'm not going to let you go off on Johnny Black for no damn reason.
The only
again.
People who believe in this are the people in this locker room.
You usually hear
this clubhouse,
from,
everybody else not together.
I hate you. You usually hear it from a good player, right? Or a good team, like a team that everybody's picked, and that one dude's like, nobody picked us to do anything except go 14-2.
Everybody picked
exactly,
you.
Exactly, right. Nobody cares about us but the 53 men in this locker room. You usually don't hear it from a dude who drops every pass that is thrown his way and is a fringe receiver on a 5-11, maybe 6-10 team. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I heard driving in today. I present to you Josh Bellamy.
It is what it is. You got to think about it, man. Most important people who be criticizing never played the game of football in their life. So how could they tell you what's going on? It's on us to change their minds. So whatever they're saying now, story will be different after Sunday. We can let them talk. They can say whatever they want to say.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, you're Josh Bellamy.
Right. There's no one on this offense.
You can't catch a cold.
There's no one on this offense that has earned the right to talk like that. Jordan Howard is the only guy, and he's a quiet dude. He doesn't talk like that.
Doesn't Josh Bellamy have, like, clothing that says, I'm Josh Bellamy on
I don't know.
Like, yeah, seriously, he came rolling up to Bourbon A with, like, a...
Hi, my name is...
On a hoverboard with his, like, a clothing line.
Well, you gotta have something. Either that or a dispensary. Like, you gotta invest in something. Like,
I'm not kidding.
But is that... Is that the worst ratio of trash talker to relevant player in Chicago history? Like, have you ever heard a worst player talk crazier than him? Henry Burris was
Terry
confident.
Cousin. Who? There's Terry an NFL film. Terry Cousins, one of my least favorite Bears of all time.
You covered him. No. But the difference NFL is films. The Chris Carter. I know what you're talking about. The Chris Carter interaction. That's different. That's on the field of play when you're going at it with another man and you know he's better than you, but you got to amp yourself up a little bit. This is Josh Bellamy saying that since you or I have never played football before, oh my God, he does have a clothing line. Is you or I have never played football before, then we don't know. Run that for me one more time, Tanny.
It is what it is. You got to think about it, man. Most important people who be criticized and never played the game of football in their life.
All right, stop it right there.
Tell you what's going on.
All right, stop it right there. I hate it when this happens because athletes by now should know better. They should know better. What? Yeah, I can't tell you what the route concept is going to be from play to play. I can't tell you what the inside techniques look like or what leverage should force you where. I think I can after a while, after watching football and talking to people enough, but maybe the casual fan can't. But who are you really talking to in the
end? And why do you care what they think if you dismiss their legitimacy by saying they never play? But watch, we'll show them.
Well, that means also that you can't give me we don't hear anything outside this locker room. Because if all you're hearing is we're going to beat the hell out of the Falcons, you're not talking like that. Did you not hear what Jamie Eisenberg just said? Did you not get the memo, Dragic? What Jamie Eisenberg just said was his top three players in the 15 in the NFL are the running back, the wide receiver, and the quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. That means the offense is going to have to put up some points, and I don't believe it's going to happen. If Josh Bellamy is the guy that goes out there and gets 7 catches for 94 yards and a touchdown, Tanny, I will be here on Monday and I will say sorry in the entire first segment of our show if Josh Bellamy goes crazy. I don't believe Josh Bellamy will go crazy because I don't believe Josh Bellamy has the talent to go crazy. Shout out to the Bellamy family. I'm sure you are a beautiful bunch, but your man's is talking crazy.
They could be ugly.
I'm sure there's some beautiful people in the Bellamy family.
Well,
every family's got one or two where you're like, that's prime real estate right there.
Maybe.
Yeah. And Josh is a decent looking man.
Well, here.
His head ain't screwed on too tight. Rich Campbell. Yeah.
July 29th, the front page of Tribune Sports. It's Josh Bellamy on a hoverboard wearing one of his Josh Bellamy shirts rolling up. And when asked about it, he said, they know what's up. They know I got the sauce. It's sauce season, baby. There are 4 styles in the Bellamy line of T-shirts, which a friend of Bellamy's from St. Petersburg, Florida, commissioned through a company called Creative Fashions. One that has not debuted at camp yet includes the phrase Club 11, which references Bellamy's jersey number.
Always closed. Always closed. Always closed for health inspections. Club 11?
Club 11, because now he's number 11.
Yeah, I know the sauce reference, but that's not for you. Like that's for better players. Like Club 11 will be 6'3", 225 pounds, and from the University of Alabama. He will be on the field.
Roll down tide.
Yeah, he'll be on the field this weekend. His name ain't gonna be Josh Bellamy though. I'll tell you that right now. It's gonna be Julio Quintoris Jones.
Josh Bellamy.
I said Quintoris, by the way.
In his career, yeah, I'd be Julio too. If somebody named me Quintoris, you better believe I'd be Julio.
Yeah, there's a lot of tough first days when that roll call happened.
Yeah,
Quintoris, and you sit, you raise your hand, and you look around and see who
meet
you have
Ellsworth.
To. Yes, exactly. You look around and figure out who you got to beat up. Like, who am I going to have to fight because of this egregious error in naming?
Josh Bellamy, undrafted out of Louisville, is on his 4th team, has a career reception total of 38. But he has...
You flipped that, though.
The sauce.
No, he really, really
and
doesn't.
The shirts.
Yeah, but he's got, like, the bad sauce. Like, he's got, like
mild sauce?
He's got, like, ranch. You know?
I like ranch.
With wings?
Sometimes.
blue cheese every time.
It's not really a, it's not a sauce. It's, it's a dressing.
Yeah, but I'm saying they ask you what kind of dipping sauce do you want. They don't say dipping dressing.
That's true. You're right. Yeah, in that case, it becomes also a secondary use as a sauce.
By the way, he is number 13 now because
Club 13 full effect.
Because Kevin White saw the luck that he was having with that number and said, "Hey, give me that.
I want some of that. I want that to rub off on me."
Oh my God, Dan, this is good. I don't care with
this is a guy who ended a game last year with a pass that hit him in both hands. Hands just fluttering harmlessly to the turf.
Like, dude.
They don't know. I caught that ball, but you didn't play the game, so you saw me drop it.
Can I hear Josh Bellamy one more time, Tanny?
This it is what it is. You got to think about it, man. Most important people who be criticizing never played the game of football in their life. So how could they tell you what's going on?
I can tell you what's going on when I watch you drop passes. Like, when you drop a pass, I know you didn't do your job. This is that whole thing when
you're
I was...
end
was
of roster guy.
When I was trying to tell Spiegel about... He's like, how can you tell me about being a parent? I'm like, I can spot bad parents. I can spot badass kids and know they didn't do it to themselves. I know what bad parents look like. I've never played NFL football. I know what bad NFL football looks like. Like, oh my... Like, how can you be that guy?
I remember when...
Who still does that?
Greg Blosch tried to pull that. Remember, it's like, they don't know. Let them sit back and eat their hot dogs.
Daryl Drake tried to pull it a couple of times as well. Like, how can anyone still do that when it comes to any sport? Where if you didn't play, then you can't tell me. Yeah, I can't tell you what the aches and pains feel like. I can't tell you what that money looks like.
I can't tell you why when you're 60, you're peeing in the oven. Actually, I can tell you why you're doing it.
It's a new recipe. It's penis bread.
There. We have it. We've solved the eternal riddle.
Terry was trying to unlock the gems for us so long ago, and we got it right now. We know why people are going in the oven is to make penis bread.
That is Chef Mike Webster.
I'm not even
right. And then afterward,
things together.
Right afterward, you brush your teeth with super glue.
Let's go.
Ah, the game of football. It's back. This segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off Spot Hero Park Smarter. The NFL has returned, and Josh Bellamy wants you to shut your damn fool mouth and watch him let this one hit him in the hands.
You're listening to the Bernstein and Kauf Show on 670 The Score.
Anthony Rizzo stopped by to talk to Bruce Levine on Inside the Clubhouse.
We know come October this year, we win the division. We get to the playoffs, there's going to be different scenarios. We just got to take our experience and play and have fun.
Anthony Rizzo.
That ball is gone. Home run, Anthony Rizzo.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Let's face it, when it comes to baseball history, there's the history of the New York Yankees, and no disrespect to everybody else, but everybody else is history. But for a large number of Yankee fans, the names were just that. Names and memories passed down from previous generations, but specific to our fandom, my fandom, nothing really tangible. Too young to enjoy Reggie's World Series heroics, but certainly old enough to suffer through the drought. From 1979 all the way through the mid-90s, nothing. And then suddenly, the Yankees were back to being the Yankees. The name's iconic. Jeter, Mariano, Bernie, Pettit, Posada. And you know what all those names have in common? Stick Michael, the architect who exercised patience and grace and acumen to offset the petulant, irrational actions of George Steinbrenner. Stick passed away this morning, gone but never forgotten. For if it weren't for him, this Yankee fan might never have experienced what the Yankees truly represent. I'm BT.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are in the driver's seat, in complete control, in life and on the road. Your driving record is impeccable, and for this, you are greatly rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive. You use your savings to buy a World's Best Driver t-shirt. It runs a little small.
The more righteous you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Glennon is all about hope. Mike Glennon is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's what I've always wanted.
Steve's got the stars.
Got a big old cushy chair. It's nice.
Today, Premier Week keeps rolling with late night legend Jay Leno.
How about that?
Plus, Jordan Sparks. And coming Friday, Charlie Sheen and a performance by Leanne Rimes.
It's all new and it's gonna be big.
And it's all on Steve.
Weekdays at 3 on Fox 5 Atlanta. It's what I've always wanted.
Steve's got the stars.
Got a big old cushy chair. It's nice.
Today, Premier Week keeps rolling with late night legend Jay Leno.
How about that?
Plus, Jordan Sparks. And coming Friday, Charlie Sheen and a performance by Leanne Rimes.
It's all new and it's gonna be big.
And it's all on Steve.
Weekdays at 2 on NBC 5.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I think the Bears have a good defense. And will have a good defense. Issues in the secondary, sure, we know those.
Still worried about that with some of the quarterbacks they face early. Still worried about that.
Nobody's been able to run on them.
That helps.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
There's some things in life you don't want to miss, like the boat.
Ah, nuts.
The joke.
What's so funny?
Your own wedding.
Well, that's not today. Oh, that's today.
Or an amazing deal, like the Xfinity Best Offer of the Year. You'll get Xfinity X5 for the speed, coverage, and control you need for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Xfinity X1 with easy access to Netflix and the Xfinity Stream app for the most shows and movies on the go. You can't get all that with AT&T. Plus, if you add Xfinity Mobile, you can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your internet. You don't want to miss the Xfinity Best Offer of the Year. New customers can get the X1 Starter Triple Play for just $89.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. And get X1 DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to add Xfinity Mobile and get $200 back. This offer ends September 19th. So go to Xfinity.com/best offer, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Without enrollment, monthly charge increases by $5. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Today, Saturday, join 670 The Score at Tommy Nevin's Pub in Evanston for Miller Lite's What's on Tap. The Score's Rosenblum and Esposito will be live from 10 to noon. Then stick around for the hosts of our Bears pregame show, Hub Arkish, Dan Pompey, and Patrick Manley until 2:30. Come by for great food, Score swag, and find out what's on tap for football season. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. The NFL season kicks off tonight. Are we going to have the game here on The Score? No, we don't have the game? All right, so it's going to be
Cubs.
It's going to be Cubs. Oh, yeah. I'm stupid.
We carry a baseball team.
Yeah, I apologize. Sorry, Cubs. Sorry, Theo. Sorry, Jed. Sorry, Crane. Sorry, everybody over there. Sorry, cool dude with the braces that always talks to me when we're in the suite. So, Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, the cool
Alex?
Marketing kid. Yeah.
That's not just a marketing kid. That's like a senior vice president.
I just know him as a guy. I don't know him as a title. He actually speaks to me, so I don't attach his importance to his title.
I wouldn't dismiss him as a marketing kid.
I didn't. He's in marketing, right?
I think he's a VP.
He looks like a kid. He's very young.
He is young.
You're a jerk on the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm not a kid.
What do you want me to do here? This guy is busting my balls for no reason over
here. I just think the man deserves a little more respect than you're giving him.
All right. Well, how about I tell you and him to kiss my ass, and then everybody can be rolled up in one rug? How about that?
He actually is the senior VP.
Is that the guy I'm talking about, by the way? Because it could be a different dude.
It could be.
Yeah.
Is it this guy?
Yeah, it's my guy, Alex. Yeah.
Yes, the senior VP.
Oh, what the hell? All right. So
strategy and development.
What does that mean? He talks to me when we're in the suites and we have a good time together. While you're sitting there, you know, pulling your Panaccio with Ryan Dempster and the rest of these, you know, strokes. I'm in there hanging out with the real people, talking to the real people about real things, damn it.
And Ryan Dempster's got like a hat full of singles.
He's throwing them on the field. He's making it rain Pac-Man Jones style on Wrigley Field. I was going to talk about Roger Goodell. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
No.
Screw Roger Goodell, because this guy right here. This guy, a human hemorrhoid right here, can't wait.
Human hemorrhoid.
Can't wait to just be himself. I actually said the guy is one of the guys I like that I see.
Hell, marketing kid. Guy voted 40 under 40 by Sports Business Daily, top executives in sports.
That's the thing, though. I don't care what your title is. If you're a nice guy or you're a nice girl, you're my people.
Theo Epstein joining us. Oh, that baseball ops kid.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, nice
Christ.
Kid, isn't he?
You're so.
And not all of us run to the most important person in the room there.
Yeah, what the hell, man? Like, I sit there and I
shut it down.
Thank you. I don't even know if we're supposed to end the show right now, but thank you for doing this. Thank you, Tanny. I go into a corner. There's a few people that come over and say what's up to me. I don't feel like doing the elephant walk with everybody all damn day. And then I get chastised because I called him a kid because he looks young. The guy looks like he's 17 years old.
He does.
I'm sure he's a very established and accomplished man. He wouldn't be in that room if he wasn't. And you're going to do that to me on the air?
You know that's not true. Because you saw some of the people in that room.
Yeah. Spigs is cool.
And then Theo came in and took everybody's beer.
This guy. My God, a.k.a. I'm telling over here.
Something's got to stay in the suite. Like, right?
All right, we got to get out of here before.
Oh, hey, he's entitled. You run the team, you can take the beer from the other suite.
Before Dan loses all of our, you know, team licensing. This is ridiculous. This show, really, this is a crash landing if I've ever heard one before.
Football!
Right. Yes.
Chug it.
Football.
Football
all right,
tonight.
That's happening tonight. I want to say thank you to our producers. The great one, Brendan McCaffrey.
He doesn't understand. You know, he's just a face. He's just a suit.
Hey, what about our video director?
Oh yeah, my main man, Brian Gertz.
I don't make those decisions. I'm not a football expert.
And
you're the commissioner of the NFL.
Yeah, it's tough. When he was asked about Colin Kaepernick and why he isn't in the NFL, he's not a football expert.
I don't know.
Yeah, Roger from Niles.
My sister's.
What about OJ? You think he did that?
I got some pizza on Tuesdays.
My nurse Nicole. All right, so our guy, the audio overlord, the Sultan of Sound, Chris Tannehill.
Are you a Glennon guy,
or should Trubisky have the chance to be the number one?
How much you gonna pay Sanchez?
Sanchez.
The rapper.
Sounds like a... Oh, you are. You are just on a roll today.
Yeah, I need to leave.
All right, brother. Barry Rosner will be in for me tomorrow.
Enjoy Ann Arbor.
To Ann Arbor. I am really looking forward to this. This is like one of four or five things sports-wise that I've wanted to do in my life. I got a chance to do it. Thank you to our listener, John, you know, who you hooked me up with.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's John who hooked the tickets up. Yeah, it's good people, too. He's going to hook me up. We're going to be all good in Ann Arbor, so... wish the best for me because it's going to be kind of wild. Looking forward to it. Barry Rosner will be in for me tomorrow. For Dan Bernstein, Brendan McCaffrey, our guy Nick Szepkowski, who's not here, Chris Tannehill, I'm Jason Goff saying thank you so much for listening to the B&G Show, and thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
You know, like I said, I've been pleased with the room. I was even excited to watch the room.
How much is it?
It'll be $18.
Here you go. Keep the change. Hi, doggy.
You're my favorite customer.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's what I've always wanted.
Steve's got the stars.
Got a big old cushy chair. It's nice.
Today, Premier Week keeps rolling with late night legend Jay Leno.
How about that?
Plus, Jordan Sparks. And coming Friday, Charlie Sheen and a performance by Leanne Rimes.
It's all new and it's gonna be big.
And it's all on Steve.
Weekdays at 2 on NBC 5 Chicago.
It's what I've always wanted.
Steve's got the stars.
Got a big old cushy chair. It's nice.
Today, Premier Week keeps rolling with late night legend Jay Leno.
How about that?
Plus, Jordan Sparks. And coming Friday, Charlie Sheen and a performance by Leanne Rimes.
It's all new and it's gonna be big.
And it's all on Steve.
Weekdays at 2 on NBC4.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. We're excited that it's finally here and we can do it for real. So we just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Experts in men's sexual health.
It's a critical weekend for the Cubs as they battle for the division with the Brewers.
Still going, still going. That ball is gone.
Listen to every game right here starting tomorrow on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And the Cubs win.
Chicago's official radio home of the defending world champion Chicago Cubs.
WSCR 670 The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network exclusively present the BBVA Compass pregame show. Presented to you in part by the Village of Bedford Park, AZEK and TimberTech, Grand Appliance and TV, Funkaway, Menards, Plumbers911Chicago.com, and Cambria. And now your host, Mark Brody.
There has been a cooling here in Pittsburgh from around 80 degrees in game one of this series to about 60 degrees, maybe a little bit warmer, 62-ish right now for game four of four here at PNC Park in Pittsburgh. Great to have you with us as always. A little bit cloudy right now, but it is clear, as in it is dry. It did rain earlier today. They just took the tarp off the field about 15 minutes ago. So they're getting the infield all ready. Everything looks great right now. But, yeah, like I said, it did rain a little bit earlier. Most people's phones, though, right now, think we're going to be okay for the rest of tonight. For the Cubs and Pirates, John Lester starting for the Cubs against Jameson Taillon, and we will have much more on our starting pitchers here in just a little bit. Everything's still very real. The St. Louis Cardinals just four back of the Cubs now in the National League Central. Milwaukee, 4.5 off the first place pace, and incoming, the Brewers are at Wrigley Field starting tomorrow night. Ron Coomer now, a sponsor by Cambria. Natural quartz countertops and over 140 stunning designs for your new kitchen or bath. CambriaUSA.com. And sometimes you get a 1-0 win. The Cubs did get that last night over the Pirates, starring Jose Quintana and Alex Avila. You had those two guys, and it was the night previous that a lot of people were criticizing the bullpen, but a terrific night for the bullpen as well last night with Hector Rondon, Pedro Strop, and Wade Davis taking care of business. That's kind of the way it felt last night, Boone.
Yeah, you know, our game is a funny game, isn't it? You know, the night before you do everything right, and a couple pitches cost you a ball game. And then the next night, their guy does everything right. I mean, he had no hit stuff. The one hit up until, I think, the seventh was the little dribbler by Baez. It was an infield hit. Didn't make it out of the infield grass.
Yeah, Cole was great.
Right? So you have both of those games, and the Cubs lose the game that they played the best and win the game that the Pirates by far played. You know, just great baseball, and that's our game. So you have to kind of keep even keel and not get too fired up about a big win and not get too down when you have a game like two nights ago where you played well and in one swing or two cost you ballgame.
So let's see what we have in store for tonight. The Cubs looking to split this four-game series if they can get a win tonight. John Lester against Jameson Taillon. Cubs-Pirates. Keys to the game is sponsored by Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicagoland's go-to waste solutions provider, LRSRecycles.com.
interesting ballgame for me reading this morning about the pitchers. You know, I don't need to read much about John Lester. We've seen his performances through the last few years. And I think Johnny, as the game progressed in his last start, Mark, after coming off the DL, he got better as the game progressed. So I anticipate him being very strong. And maybe that first inning could be, you know, a little jittery because he hasn't been out there much. But once the game gets rolling, I anticipate him to have great command and be very strong in the ballgame. Tyone, on the other hand, is a guy, you know, he's at 112 innings pitched. His month of August has kind of, his performance has gone down. His last outing was good. Other than that, really in August, he got hit around a little bit. High ERA. We'll see what he does today. He's got a very good arm, and he's very good, as we know. But we'll see. He's given up a lot of hits in the month of August for innings pitched. I really believe today with Joe Maddon looking at the lineup, you know, he got a couple of these guys like Happer in the leadoff spot because he's trending the right way. And, you know, you got to believe Schwarbs and Baez hitting the ball in the air because now Tyone is giving up a lot more fly balls. The ball could fly out of the yard tonight.
Great stuff as always, Coom. Thank you.
Thanks, Marcus.
Coming up next on the show, Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
This is Joe Madden of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to The Score, the radio home of the Cubs.
Hey, Cub fans, Ron Coomer here for Cambria. Are you thinking of remodeling your kitchen?
Yep.
You are. Good, Mark. Countertops are at the center of attention in the most popular room in Mark Grody's home. Cambria's natural stone countertops, made of natural quartz, one of the hardest minerals on earth. Cambria has more than 140 stunning designs for Mark's house he can choose from. Elegantly enhance that condo you're living in downtown, Mark. You'll also love Cambria's incredible new matte finish, offering a sleek aesthetic and low-maintenance convenience with all the beauty and durability Cambria is famous for. Your dream kitchen or bath is waiting. Visit CambriaUSA.com. Cambria is a proud sponsor of Cubs baseball and Mark Grody's home.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Lennon is all about hope. Mike Lennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Depot.
What's up? Thanks for being with us here on Cubs Radio. I'm Mark Grody. Cubs and Pirates coming up. And Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio is sponsored by RSM, a global team of audit, tax, and consulting advisors focused on the middle market. Visit rsmus.com and experience the power of being understood. Here's Cubs TV play-by-play man. His full name is not Leonard. He is Len Casper.
Mark, thank you. Well, a 1-0 win. Really front to back, you got some really good performances last night.
Yeah, hard-fought pitching game. You know, we ran into a tough customer, but our guy was tough as well. You know, we were able to you know, get a key walk by Rizzo, able to get a guy on base, stole a base, got a clutch hit. So, and then got Wade in there to nail it down. But overall, you know, those 1-0 games, it kind of had that playoff feel. And our guys stepped up. Quintana stepped up big, gave us six scoreless, got out of a huge jam there. I think he followed the plan to perfection. And a huge, huge turn of events when Javi Baez making an unbelievable 6-5-4 double play. That was something special.
And John, tonight, what are you hoping for?
Well, just to, you know, build on what he did last time. I mean, the conditions that he faced last time in Wrigley, we all know what can happen on a windy day at Wrigley. But being able to get the pitch count up was huge, not having any rehab starts. So we're looking for a little bit better command, but, you know, hopefully much of the same. You know, try to get, you know, 18 outs out of him and then turn bullpen over with the lead.
All right, sounds good. Let's get a win and head home.
Let's go.
All right, that's Chris Bosio. Back to you, Mark.
Yeah, looking very forward to seeing what John Lester has tonight. He kind of struggled in his last start, but that was the first one after being on the DL. The good thing for Lester is that he said he felt good, the velocity was there, and he was throwing strikes. Still to come on the pregame show, Joe Maddon, and we will hear from Hector Rondon as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show. Hashtag Live Bright on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Hanley here, talk Cubs with us. Mornings live at 5 on 670 The Score, home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
For back-to-school shopping, I found Goodwill to be the perfect store to learn ideal shopping concepts. Like the theory of dynamic inventory, Goodwill's incredible selection of clothes and accessories is constantly changing, so I never know what I'll find. Or the psychology of style. I wear different styles for different moods, and Goodwill has the widest variety of fashions. And basic economics. I can get a lot more for a lot less at Goodwill and create a style that's just me.
For a complete list of store locations, visit AmazingGoodwill.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Small business never stops moving, so Dell's U.S.-based small business technology advisors are trained to keep up. Just call 877-BUY-DELL to get connected with an advisor who will get to know your business and tailor a solution with Dell PCs powered by Intel Core processors that is right for you, so you can focus on your business and leave the tech questions to Dell. Call 877-BUY-DELL to get in touch with a tech advisor today.
So you get this idea for your company. Great. But then...
it's too expensive.
Too complicated.
I want to say yes.
We've never done it that way before.
Yeah, no.
Not during summer.
Nah.
Why now?
I liked it better before you explained it.
Start saying yes to your company's best ideas. American Express Open can help with money and know-how so you can get business done.
We can't do that, can we?
Yes, we can.
Visit open.com and see how American Express Open can help you get business done.
Now, legendary BMW performance for less than you think. When you buy or lease a certified pre-owned BMW at Canals BMW. With special offers on a great selection of BMW models. Each one passing a rigorous certification process and backed by a protection plan for ultimate peace of mind. Our certified pre-owned BMW sales event is here at Canals BMW, Route 41, Lake Bluff.
Hey Cubs fans, have a roofing problem? Solve it right away with a GAF factory certified master elite contractor. Just visit GAF.com to find one near you.
Cubs and Pirates finish out this four-game series tonight. John Lester against Jameson Taillon. And of course, the Cubs begin that big three-game series with the Milwaukee Brewers at Wrigley Field starting tomorrow night. And as far as the homestand is concerned, there are tickets available for the Mets series, Cubs.com. And you should also visit the A to Z guide in terms of your transportation and parking options. That's Cubs.com as well. Well, Wilson Contreras to begin a rehab assignment for Class A Myrtle Beach tonight with the plan to get him a couple of at-bats and catch three or four innings. Tomorrow, he will likely be the designated hitter. This is part of our injury report. It's sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. Through it all, of course, Addison Russell still down with the foot injury. No update on Addison as of right now. Nothing new on Jake Arrieta as of right now either. The business of baseball is sponsored by Wintrust Community Banks, the official banks of the Chicago Cubs. And yeah, 14 of the Cubs' next 22 games are against Milwaukee and St. Louis. Right now, the Cardinals 4 back, the Brewers 4.5 back of the Cubs. And again, Milwaukee at Wrigley Field starting tomorrow night. Who's Hot and Cold? Sponsored by Plumbers 911, Chicago.com for emergency license. Highly trained plumbing service 24-7, Plumbers 911, Chicago.com. And nothing new here. The hot stay hot, the cold stay cold. Cleveland has won 10 in a row, make that 13 in a row, while the winning streak for Arizona is at 13. The Dodgers have lost 6 in a row. Coming up next on the show, it's our Cubs conversation with Cubs reliever Hector Rondon on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Talk Cubs with two Cubs fans. Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on 670 The Score, home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
When my hair gets all long and scraggly, I don't feel sure of myself. It's like I'm just a little, you know, off. But after a haircut at Great Clips, I'm
me again. My 5 o'clock shadow arrives at 3:06. I can do that Elvis thing with my lower lip. And I can predict the future. In 1 second, some announcer guy will speak.
Get in, out, and back to greatness. Download the Great Clips online check-in app. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes reporting from Benny's Beverage Depot. When it's time for the Cubs to celebrate, they shop at Benny's, the official champagne provider of the Chicago Cubs. With 3,000 beers, 4,000 spirits, and 7,000 wines from 6 continents, Benny's makes it easy to celebrate the best times of your life. If you can't find it at Benny's, it's probably not worth drinking.
Here's a tip you can rally behind. A smart thermostat makes saving energy easy, and ComEd is offering up to a $100 rebate on select smart thermostats. Learn more at comed.com/marketplace.
Well, Hector Rondon had a scoreless 7th for Jose Quintana and the Cubs last night. 1-0 win is always an accomplishment, obviously, for the starter, but pretty big for the bullpen, too.
Yeah, I mean, like, game like yesterday, Quintana did a really good job, and we've been losing, like, 3-2 and every time you have the opportunity to shut it down, Dustin, it's special.
You like that feeling coming in those kind of games?
Yeah, like, I feel like everybody, soon you see a game tie, and you don't have to miss that much. You prepare for that, and keep your mind strong to control the game and keep it in that way. And I think that what we're doing yesterday.
You miss being in that spot all the time?
Yeah, of course. But it is what it is, you know. I always try to compete and be aggressive and enjoy the same time, too.
And you've still got the same velocity, right? It's still kicking up there in the upper 90s, right?
Yeah. I mean, early in the season, I have a mechanic problem and all that kind of fixes. But right now, my velocity is there and my confidence is there, too.
And your thoughts on the team? It's been a weird year for you guys, but you guys are right there, right, man?
Yeah. We're ready. We're ready for everything. We're ready to come in every day to compete, and we see the score and all that kind of thing. But we're coming with the same energy every day, and try to win the game.
This might be a dumb question, but is it more fun this year because there's competition now?
I don't know. Every year is different. We like the things that I feel like we know we're good, and we all the time we try to have fun. I don't know what is the difference between last year and this year, but we always try to be fun.
You guys always do seem the same in the clubhouse. I can never tell if the team lost or won when I walk in here on a daily basis.
Yeah, like, even if you play good or not good, we do the best to try to win the game. We lose, and we're coming tomorrow and we win. That's it. That's simple.
Easy as that, right?
Yeah.
Well, that is Hector Rondon, and he has earned himself a pillow. He will get a gift certificate courtesy of MyPillow. Right now, you can save 50% plus free shipping on 2 premium king or queen pillows and 2 additional travel pillows. Order now at MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE. And I want to correct myself. The Cleveland Indians, I think that ripped them off of 1 win. They have won 14 in a row heading into tonight. Pregame guy. Coming up next, Joe Maddon, as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show, hashtag LiveBright on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
The best recap of every Cubs game, Mully and Hanley mornings live at 5 on 6-7 The Score.
Not all pressure-treated lumber is treated equal. Take the newest pressure-treated ground contact lumber at the Home Depot.
It's treated with two times the protection compared to above-ground treated lumber to guard against rot, decay, and termites. Perfect for all your outdoor projects. Next project, take out the guesswork and come in for the pro treatment. Save time and money with a wide selection of building code compliant ground contact lumber at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
This is what I've always wanted.
Steve's got the stars.
Got a big old cushy chair. It's nice.
Today, Premier Week keeps rolling with late night legend Jay Leno.
How about that?
Plus, Jordan Sparks, and coming Friday, Charlie Sheen, and a performance by Leanne Rimes.
It's all new, and it's gonna be big.
And it's all on Steve.
Weekdays at 2 on NBC5 Chicago.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
They're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Bears tight end Zach Miller.
Would you describe the locker room as angry?
Respect is something you have to earn. Expectations aren't that high for us. That's kind of the way I think underdogs got to like things. We're excited that it's finally here and we can do it for real. So we just got to put the work in and hopefully go out Sunday and do our thing.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The Joe Man in the Manager Show is sponsored by Loyola Medicine. They treat both body and soul. And here once again is Ron Coomer.
Joe, yesterday's game, great ball game, well pitched. And then you lose one 2 days ago and you take one yesterday. So it's kind of give one and take one.
Tell this game's what this game's all about. I mean, it's never going to be perfect in your favor all the time. And that's why you just can't sit there and sulk and cry because it's a crazy game. It's no different than what we do every day in our actual world, our actual life. It's just up and down, and how you deal with the ups and downs is what sets you apart. Guys had a good vibe in the dugout. Their pitcher was really good yesterday. Ours was really good, and so was theirs. Both sides hit some balls hard for outs, but nobody gave in. And then eventually, the slow baseball Martin was very big, obviously. It put a little bit different kind of a pressure on them. And Alex had a really nice day behind the plate. And of course, just one takes one at bat to have a great night. But Quintana was good. The bullpen was good. And that might have been the best we've seen Wade Davis all year.
I mean, when you talk about Davis, my gosh, 29 for 29. You just think about that, and I don't even know what to say. That's just incredible.
Yeah, and then like I'm saying right now, what I saw last night, if he's trending in this direction, that's the best.
Yep.
That was his, I mean, that first pitch, the freeze, and the way he reacted to it, I said, okay, here we go. Because that was legit, that cutter, whatever the heck he threw up there. And then he finished the whole thing off. So when Wade looks like that, that's kind of like you saw in Kansas City a couple of years ago, that really hard, well-located cutter, slide, or whatever he calls it, then the 96 elevated when he wants that too. That's when he gets really good.
Today's ballgame, Johnny on the mound. Lester got his first outing after being on a DL out of the way, get five innings, okay. And now tonight, what are you expecting from Johnny?
Well, I'd like to see what I saw in the last inning against Atlanta. I thought that last inning, everything just sharpened up all of a sudden. I mean, the cutter was better, location of the fastball, everything was better on that last inning that he threw. So if we could see a little bit of that early on in the game, you're going to see him pitch seven innings tonight.
Lineup today, one big change. You got Ian Happ at the top.
Yeah, just trying to rearrange the deck chairs a little bit. I wanted Zoe behind Rizzo again, just based on protectionism. More contact involved with Zoe. And then among the other guys, I thought Ian has been trending the best regarding his swing, and he actually matches up well against their pitcher tonight. So I thought this was the right way to go.
Good luck today.
Gracias, Ozio.
Protectionism from Cubs manager Joe Maddon today. This now is the Aquafina splash of the game. Aquafina, pure water, perfect taste. Alex Avila.
Here comes the 3-1. And the pitch. Line drive, right field. Base hit. Base hit. A run will score. Martin scores. It'll be a double for Alex Avila. He's around second. He's going for three. He's got a triple. That's how far Luplo was off the right field line. Cubs lead 1-0.
He's going the distance. Sponsored by Aquafina, the official water of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Time to refresh with a nice cold Aquafina. More pregame on the way. Something on John Lester and Jameson Taillon next. Cubs and Pirates around the corner on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Get breaking Cubs news and more on the Spiegel and Parkin Show, 9 a.m. to 1 on The Score, home of the world champion Cubs.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I think the Bears have a good defense and will have a good defense. Issues in the secondary, sure, we know those.
Still worried about that with some of the quarterbacks they face early. Still worried about that.
Nobody's been able to run on them.
That helps.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Work you deserve.
Pitching matchups are sponsored by Menards. Save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. John Lester is starting for the Cubs in this game, the second game off the DL, looking to build on last night, one where he allowed four runs over five innings against the Atlanta Braves. Jameson Taillon in 10 starts since the All-Star break. A 6.75 ERA, so he has, relatively speaking, struggled. Our Pick to Perform, sponsored by the Village of New Lenox. Whether you're building a new home or a business, New Lenox is the place to be. It's extraordinary. Javier Baez, 5-for-7 against Taillon with a home run. Our scoreboard now is being sponsored by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Buy online and pick up at the new drive-through service. A little bit later on tonight, you will have St. Louis at San Diego. It is the Cardinals now that are in second place. Four back of the Cubs in the National League Central. Lance Lynn starting for the Cardinals, 10-6 with a 2.99 ERA. Clayton Richard going for San Diego. He, the former Cub, is 6-13 with a 4.94. As far as Milwaukee, they are 4.5 back of the Cubs. They are at Wrigley Field tomorrow for the start of that three-game series. Colorado at the Dodgers. The Dodgers have lost 6 in a row. Meantime, Arizona has won 13 in a row. They are off today. They host San Diego tomorrow. Cleveland has won 14 in a row. They are at the White Sox tonight, and they get Corey Kluber to pitch tonight against Carlos Rodon for the Chicago White Sox. And by the way, the Joe Madden Manager Show was sponsored by Loyola Medicine. They treat both body and soul. And by General RV, Illinois' number one motorhome dealer, west of Woodfield Mall on I-90. All right, coming up next, we will bring in Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer for the call of the Cubs and Pirates on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
This is Ben Zobrist of the World Series champion Cubs, and you are listening to The Score, the radio.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You saw it. I saw it. Bears fans saw it. You know what you're looking at. And yet, John Fox has been, I don't know if he's been put in this position by Ryan Pace, but the position he's in is to try to sell you that Mike Lennon is all about hope. Mike Lennon, it is his year.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Yeah, they're not going to think about the plays that you made. They're going to think about the touchdowns and the money that you left on. Exactly. Especially with this team. It's not like you're going to get other shots. Like Drew Brees comes off the field like, all right, it'll be there. We'll be fine. Mike Glennon comes off the field. That might be the one or two that you may get all day long.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Know their mission.
We've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
We know what they're capable of.
We're running out of time.
And know no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs